This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I don't even know where to begin on this one. Just when you think the left can't get any more lunatic and unhinged, they pull another rabbit out of their hat. And prove to you that they can go beyond crazy. They can take crazy to a whole new level. And of course, I'm talking about the Patriots Super Bowl victory, which Tom Brady, of course, pulled out the biggest comeback in the history of the NFL, as far as Super Bowls go, to achieve a stunning victory. And of course, the mainstream media and all the leftists, the obedient zombie sheeple, mindless conformists, haters, and intolerant leftards run around attacking Tom Brady because he's a friend of Donald Trump. And Donald Trump supported the Patriots, and by God, they have the name Patriots, which, you know, of course, the left hates Patriots. They hate America. They hate the Founding Fathers. They hate the Constitution, and so on. So, of course, the entire left-wing media and all the obedient zombie followers were against the Patriots. And when the Super Bowl victory happened, you know, it was a huge story. And so I decided to write a piece the next morning saying that CNN will soon be reporting that the Russians hacked the Super Bowl. And in that story, I just laid out some really funny, satirical, kind of comedic assertions saying, pretty soon, you know, the people on the left will say, the Patriots won because of white privilege, you know, because Tom Brady's white. Even though there's probably more African Americans on the team than white people. I mean, you know, who protected Tom Brady? It was the brothers on the front line, you know what I mean? So, you know, how can you call it white privilege? That's absurd. I said they would probably claim the scoreboard was hacked or that there should be a recount of the score. Or, you know, all these funny things I put out there. And you almost can't believe this, but liberals are going crazy, actually invoking what I was poking fun at in satire form. In other words, the comedy that I invented, liberals started doing that a couple hours later. There have been now protests, anti-patriot protests. And apparently people taking to the streets and sending out tweets and saying, "Not my Super Bowl champions" as a hashtag. And I predicted that. I actually said that they would get a bunch of Hollywood celebrities to have a crybaby song where they all scream, "Not my Super Bowl." I was just thinking that was so stupid and so hilarious that it couldn't possibly be true. But it is true. I mean, I wrote that before this started happening. So now liberals are running around the streets shouting, "Tom Brady is a fascist." And that winning is racist. I mean, reportedly, this is what's being reported and quoted and cited in screen grabs and so on. I mean, it's just so absurd. Is it even true? This is the left has gone so insane that sometimes you just think this couldn't possibly be true. This must be some kind of a media hoax or something. But it actually is true. Both Breitbart News and InfoWars have been able to put out all kinds of tweets from people. And these tweets are now, oh man, they're calling for the assassination of Tom Brady. You know, the same kind of people who were calling for the assassination of Donald Trump. I think there were 11,000 tweets calling for his assassination. Now Tom Brady is supposed to be assassinated, according to the left. And they're leftists are literally claiming via Twitter that the winner of the Super Bowl should be determined by who has the most fans, not the highest score, because it should be the popular vote that matters. I mean, this stuff is just beyond bonkers. It is totally insane. Another tweet: "The Patriots didn't win today. Hate won. Fear won. Racism won. Sexism won. Homophobia won. Literally shaking. Hashtag not my Super Bowl champs." I mean, this is the kind of crybully liberal lunacy that is now on display routinely. But in an interesting way, it discredits basically all the criticism of Donald Trump, because if Tom Brady can be a fascist, according to these people, then I guess anybody can. You could be a zookeeper somewhere. You could be an organic gardener. You could be called a fascist because your nursery is winning versus the competition. Just winning is considered bad and evil by these leftists. But I mean, Tom Brady, how can he be a fascist? Tom Brady isn't running the government. Tom Brady, look, the people on the left, especially the younger crowd, they have no idea what fascism is. They don't even know. They don't know the definition of it. They don't know the history of it. Nothing. I mean, fascism is really, ultimately, if you get down to it, it is the complete worship of the state. That's what fascism is. It's that corporations should be run by the state, individual decisions should be mandated by the state, that the government should be bigger and bigger and bigger to be more and more and more compassionate. You know, that big government equals big compassion. I mean, fascism is surrendering to the authority and the superiority of the state. And that's what these leftists are. They love big government. They love, you know, the Hillary Clinton type of approach to government, or the Barack Obama government, just bigger and bigger government, more spending, more debt, bigger agencies controlling your lives. They love that. So they are actually supporting fascism while they are calling Tom Brady a fascist, even though he is nothing at all like a fascist. Tom Brady is a quarterback. He's an athlete. He's a very competitive athlete. He's one of the greatest athletes, frankly, in the history of athletics. I mean, that's irrefutable. He's one of the greatest of all time. He's like the Michael Jordan of football, in a sense, right? I mean, he's that good. And they just can't stand it. Oh, they hate him. They hate him because he's friends with Trump. So this is what it has come to in America. And it's laughable to a huge degree in one sense, but it's also, by the way, kind of dangerous, because history has shown us throughout the world that when left-wing people can be riled up through fake news, which is CNN and MSNBC and so on, and all this hatred is ginned up by the left on purpose to try to create this kind of outrage and create the rioters and the violent protests and the assaults on Milo at UC Berkeley. This can, and it's all deliberate, this can lead to a massive popular uprising and an overthrow of the legitimate government with a communist regime. This is what happened in Cuba. How do you think Fidel Castro came to power? How do you think Mao came to power in China? How do you think Stalin came to power? In almost every case throughout history, some element of society, usually communist-oriented, sought to infest the minds of the people with intense anger and hatred to get them all riled up so they would attack the existing government, overthrow the system, and then claim that they are the new legitimate government run by tyrants and dictators and communists. And this has happened again and again and again throughout history. Even the French Revolution, to a great extent, although they weren't directly communists, they were just radical socialists. And still are, by the way. That's why France still suffers today. And that's why Le Pen has a real chance now to finally move France to more to a conservative point of view, to get away from the socialism and communism that's been destroying Europe and the open borders nonsense. So, you know, here we go. It's just another day, another demonstration of the unhinged, mentally ill left. Now saying Tom Brady is a fascist, marching in the streets. Excuse me, I can barely breathe thinking about how insane these people are. Another tweet. I can't believe this can happen in our country, y'all. Snot bubble. I'm protesting. Not my Super Bowl champion. Hashtag. What can you say? What can you say? This is what it has come to. So, if you, at this point, if you are part of the left, you should be embarrassed. You should be ashamed. Get away from these people as quickly as possible. Join the real world. And in the real world, there are athletic events where there are winners and losers. In the real world, we do keep score. In the real world, people like Tom Brady, who, by the way, follows an ultra-clean organic superfoods diet, will tend to beat those who are living on junk foods and processed foods and pharmaceuticals and all that crap. And by the way, Donald Trump is also into organic, clean food. He hates toxic chemicals, and he hates vaccines and all the pharmaceuticals. You know, Donald Trump and Tom Brady are both great examples of winners who are trying to do the right thing, but they're living in a society full of left-wing, unhinged, mentally ill zombies who are themselves full of hatred, intolerance, bigotry, and ignorance, really, about how you keep a society free and how you move society forward. They are anti-progressives. They're anti-progress. They are the new Nazis. Well, the new brown shirts would be a better way to say it. They are the enforcers of fascism. That's the new left, marching around, attacking everybody, assaulting everybody, beating people up, calling for executions and killings of people they don't like. They are the brown shirts. And they still don't get it. And most of them don't even know what brown shirts are because they're so ignorant of history. Totally, totally ignorant. So that's the crazy news for the day. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You're listening to HealthRangerReport.com.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.